Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's dive straight in to today's first story. Now, this story comes from Call Me Disgruntled, who says, "Am I the asshole for telling my wife she has no choice in the discipline of my children?" My ex-wife and I parted shortly after the birth of my 9-year-old daughter. We also have a 12-year-old son together. It wasn't a messy breakup in the slightest, she just fell out of love and we still maintain an incredible friendship today. Co-parenting with her is easy. We have 50-50 custody, no courts involved. They spend a week with me and then a week with her. We live close by anyway, and they love the arrangement. My ex-wife and I both agreed that we would raise and punish our children should they misbehave, the way the structure stays consistent, and we don't have one parent favored over the other. I've been dating a girl for around 7 years now, and she's always been amazing to my children. Last December, we got married and things were fine up until now. Last week, my daughter stole 2 pockets full of chocolate from a little corner store. Whereas my ex and I would have marched her into the store, returned the chocolate to the owner and apologized, my new wife took my children home, sat my daughter at the table and forced her to eat the entire lot by herself, making her brother watch. She continued to make my daughter eat even after she complained of a bellyache. My son told me when I got home from work. I immediately confronted my wife, telling her that my ex and I both had a system in which to discipline our kids and that she had absolutely no choice in that. That if she's to punish the children, she goes by our agreed upon methods. It keeps everything consistent and I didn't appreciate her making my daughter feel sick. She slept all night and skipped dinner because of her stomach. My wife is extremely upset and says I can't expect her to be married to me and not have a say in how they are raised. I again repeated that how they are raised is up to me and my ex and she should respect and follow those methods. I got the silent treatment for a few days before she said she just couldn't handle the sight of me anymore and went to stay with her mother. Of course, her mother is now calling me an asshole and saying that I'm treating her as an unequal parental figure in the house and that she should have a say in how the kids are raised, as well as considering she's the stepmom. I spoke to my ex about it and she agrees with my stance and thanked me for standing up for our choices and defending our agreement. Am I the arsehole? Absolutely not the arsehole in this situation. What your partner did to your child is not okay at all. Using food as a punishment like that and, you know, putting her in pain is abusive. You clearly stated that you and your ex had methods in which you both agreed to, and you didn't even say, you know, she couldn't use those methods. You just said you can't do what you're doing to my daughter. However, we do have a couple of updates in a moment. I can't imagine they're going to go well after what we've read here, but we'll cover a couple of comments, then we'll move on to those. Morky says, "Not the arsehole, and your wife's discipline methods are abusive as hell." Administration This says, "Not the arsehole. For 7 years, your now wife understood how things worked and went along with it. But now that she's married, she thinks she has a say in the discipline of your children. It is super weird that she did that, and her form of discipline is abusive and just appalling. Because you live close to your ex, and you now know that your wife cannot be trusted with your children alone. It might be better if the kids go to your ex until you get home during your weeks." Banff1701 says, "Not the arsehole. Generally, a new wife should have some part in raising the children. However, what she did was not have some part. She completely hijacked the system you and your ex-wife already had in place and took complete control of it without any consultation with you first. It would have been one thing if she had your daughter go to her room or taken away her screen time over what she had done until you came home and you all discussed what to do. Instead, she decided unilaterally on a punishment that was flat-out child abuse. Also, when you called her on this, she gives you the silent treatment and leaves your home. Straight-up emotional manipulation. Essentially, a temper tantrum. a mature adult would have sat down and talked things over with you when the heat of the moment was over. Not said they couldn't handle the sight of you and sent her mother to berate you. It's typical of the immature to try to win an argument through peer pressure. I hate to say it, but based on her actions with your daughter, her, and how she reacted with when you disagreed with them, I think you should not allow her to discipline your kids. I don't think she has the maturity to handle it correctly. Body by Wine says not the arsehole, but y'all should have talked about how you would involve your now wife in parenting before you married her. What she did to your daughter is not okay. Bell 28 says not the arsehole. Kudos to you for having a great co-parenting dynamic with your ex. Your wife was borderline abusive. I honestly thought that you were going to say she made her sit at the table and write "I will not steal chocolate 1,000 times or something. What she did was horrific. This is a hill I would die on. And now let's move on to those updates to find out what happened next. So the update says, little update for you all. Things blew up quite dramatically in the last 20 hours, and I've had the chance to talk with my kids about their treatment while I'm not at home. As a lot of people suspected and warned me, and what I feared, she's been using her own parents' punishment tactics on my son whenever he misbehaves. That has included making him stand out in the sun on the concrete until she lets him go, as punishment for jumping in the pool when he was told not to, ripping up his sketchbooks, punishment for drawing on his desk, and putting his hands in icy water, punishment for stealing an ice pop. My son only rang the alarm this time because it was his sister who was punished. Again, I confronted my wife and she doesn't seem to find a problem with her actions and claims it was all related to the behavior he exhibited. Needless to say, I'm not happy and she's gotta go. And that is how that story ended. And it reminded me of a program I saw, it's called Super Nanny. I don't know if you guys may have heard of it, but it's like this British lady who goes across to the US and deals with children. I think there was one in the UK as well where she dealt with British children, but she was doing the American version. And in this particular episode, the woman's punishment, and I think it was this one, that this particular punishment was to put like soap in his mouth. She said, open your mouth, and then she sprays soap. And this was like on telly. I was like, the fuck's going on here? And makes him have soap in his mouth to wash his mouth out. I think it was like if he swore or something like that. Going off on one as usual, but what do you guys make of this situation? I think even without the update, I think there was only one way this was going to go, but let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from Weekly Jellyfish, who says, how do I, 69 male, tell my son, 48 male, that I want to be a part of his life again, even if he is gay? I feel that I should preface this by saying I'm not the typical type to ask the internet for advice on such a personal issue or any issue. But the unfortunate thing I've come to realize is that I can't discuss this with anyone I know. I'm in my late 60s and my son is in his late 40s, for relevant context. His mother and I divorced when he was young, and for all intents and purposes, I essentially raised him as a single father from a certain point onward. I did my best to raise him well and to be sure he had everything he needed. But I worked a lot of hours and was very career focused. I realize now I was somewhat absent. I'm also fairly emotionally reserved in general, at least when it comes to physically speaking. I'm better at writing. When he was in high school and in college, he had several girlfriends, and one girl I thought he was very serious about for the majority of his time during his undergraduate education. They broke up. After that, he had never brought home any more girls or talked about any. And he moved away to attend medical school and we stopped talking as much as we had previously. I remember very distinctly one time while he was visiting on break from school and I was worried about him and I asked if he was on drugs. He just looked physically ill and in a poor state. He assured me it was stress from school and he would be fine. But I remember this clearly because the visit home was when I first started to think he could be gay. Now, the thing is, my son has never told me that he is gay even to this day. But it has become an unspoken acknowledgement between us. He has a roommate, that's how we mutually refer to him, and he's had the same friend for a long time. Sometimes I will ask about him, but answers are always short. Basically, that he's doing well. I think I know maybe 5 things about his friend after some 20 years, maybe longer. We speak on the phone occasionally, as we live far away, and this is something we never discuss much, if at all. Recently, I've been doing a lot of thinking. I think I'm a poor father. Somewhere down the line, I taught my son that we can't speak about who he is. I'll admit I'm not the most versed in this kind of lifestyle thing, but I don't want to be shut out from his life. I want to tell him that whatever this is, he's perfectly fine in my book and I love him. I want to know him and his friend, but I don't know how to tell him or what to say. I'm not sure if I should say boyfriend, as again, he's never said anything to me about being gay. I've just pieced it together over time, so I'm not sure if that's what I should say. Should I just spontaneously bring this up with him? There never seems to be a good time to say what I'm thinking, and this topic seems too serious to send an email or a very long text message. I'm not sure if a written mode of communication would be too informal or make it seem like I don't care. At that, I'm not sure where we should go from here. And we have two updates on this story as well. And I'm not sure about you guys, might disagree with me on this one, but I personally think writing a letter would be a good option. Rather than someone like myself, when I'm face to face with someone, I'm trying to say it, I ramble a lot. You guys know this as well. And I think in this, you need to be clear in your words what you want to say to your son. And I think it comes out in this post that you love him and you, whatever this is, he's perfectly fine in my book and I love him. And that's what you want him to know. And I think a letter that written down and he reads that and just opening your heart to him like that. And I think that's a wonderful thing. Shibboleth says, since the two of you are so emotionally distant, I recommend writing him a letter. Give him a chance to go through his first set of emotions privately. If you haven't spoken this way to him before, he may need some time to think about his response. Things you definitely want to include. Everything you said here about loving him how he is, how proud you are of him, how you regret being distant and closed off to him, that you are sorry you never built a close relationship with him. Things not to say. No demands of his forgiveness, though it's okay to ask. Don't push for a do-over. If he decides he would like to get closer, then you'll be building up from where you are now. Give him a chance to respond before you push for a bright new future. Good luck. Bad Mod says, and quotes, I want to tell him, whatever this is, he's perfectly fine in my book and I love him. Then goes on to say, I think you should write him a letter with that line included. Either that or prepare something and talk to him with that line included. The Flaming Head says, you say you're better with writing. I think writing a letter where you say everything you said here and give it to him in person would be amazing. As a straight man whose father is very emotionally closed off, I would love to receive something like this from him. Just to know that he is proud of me and loves me and to admit he hasn't been a perfect father. I think in your son's situation, this would be twice as valuable. I hope I can read a follow-up on this in the future to see how it went. Fork and Knife says, don't refer to his boyfriend as his boyfriend, but definitely express your reflections to him the next time you see him eye to eye. I think the paragraph where you wrote, recently I've been doing a lot of thinking. You've written the perfect opener and flow of the conversation. You're a really good writer and a loving dad. Good luck. And one more from a deleted user who says, as a gay man, this is beautiful to read. I would say without a doubt, write a letter or even send him this post. I know some will tell you to not say it directly, etc. But as a gay man who struggled to tell his father, it would have been 1,000 times easier if he had said something to me. And now let's move on to that first update to find out what happened.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The update says, I'm thankful for all of the kind advice I received in regard to my first message here. After reading all of your words, I decided I would handwrite my son a letter and send it in the mail as we live across the country. In summary, I wrote about many things and the letter ended up being much longer than anticipated. I began by discussing some of my experiences with my father growing up and ways I realized I had treated my son similarly. I'd wanted to do better than my father, who had moments where he could be cruel. but I failed to realize that being too reserved was also a problem, and I leaned too far in that direction. After his mother left, I was depressed and didn't deal with that as well as I should have. I apologize for being absent at work and for being emotionally unavailable at times, when he would have needed me the most. I mentioned I'd like to change that in the future, but it's still something that's hard for me to do, and I understand he may need his own space. Then I wrote about how even though I probably don't show it well, I do love him with my entire being. There's nothing he could do or be that could change that. I'm proud of him for many things. I wrote that by extension, I love whoever he loves, and his chosen family is family to me as well. All said and done, the letter was several pages long. Then I mailed it. It was incredibly hard to wait. I decided to text him to let him know I had sent him a letter, as we don't typically write, and it seemed like something that warranted some warning in advance of its arrival, so he wouldn't be entirely caught off guard by it. Eventually, he sent me a text that he would like to call me at the end of the day. We spoke about everything in the letter. I learned that he had believed I viewed him as a burden, which was disheartening to me as I always wanted to be a father since I was young, and I never saw him as being a burden, which I told him. We discussed his mother and the plethora of feelings surrounding her. This was a hard topic for me, as I still have many unresolved feelings here. But I realized because of this, I never explained to him everything that happened. I also learned that he was afraid to disappoint me and that he had put a lot of effort into his career to make me proud of him, as he felt this was a way to impress me and that it would make up for his defects. I brought up that focusing on work over family and interpersonal relationships was one of my bigger regrets, and he admitted that being so career-driven was straining his personal life. With everything going on at that moment, he also expressed that the medical profession was weighing on him, but he hadn't wanted to disappoint me by not being as emotionally strong as he thought I am. By this point in the conversation, we had both said a lot of very emotional things. He brought up that he felt it was hard to talk to me because I don't make it clear what I am thinking, so he felt it was always easier to only discuss work or accomplishments with me and nothing personal. He felt it was easier to let his relationship be an unspoken understanding between us, as he felt I would be uncomfortable to know anything more. At this point, I confirmed that his friend is in fact his partner. He said he felt a lot of shame about it. I told him I regretted not reaching out to him sooner, that I'm sorry that my lack of availability had created this distance between us, and that I'm always proud of him and not just for his career. We ended the conversation by discussing seeing each other in person, as it had been almost 10 years since we've actually seen each other. I expressed that I would like to fly out to visit him and his partner if he would feel comfortable. We are all fully COVID vaccinated. I now have a plane ticket for early next month, a date which is quickly approaching. I'm glad for all the encouragement I received from this website. I have nothing but gratitude for all your kind words. Once again, I am asking for a little advice. I have never met his partner in person, nor have I ever spoken to him. He's been with my son for 2 decades at this point and likely knows him better than I do. I would like to make a good impression with him. However, I don't know any gay couples aside from them. And as was thankfully pointed out in my previous post here, I'm not aware of all the proper ways to describe things as I incorrectly use the term lifestyle. I would like to be invited into their lives, so I wish to avoid offending either of them. Are there any suggestions of common things I should avoid saying to them? Perhaps I'm just nervous because of this coming up soon, and I haven't seen my son in so long. Typing some of this out was helpful in and of itself. Update 2. Hello wonderful individuals of the internet. Almost half a year ago, I posted here about reconnected with my estranged gay son, and I received the encouragement I needed to push me to do what I knew was the correct thing in my heart. With the advice I received here, I wrote my son a long letter, the contents of which I believe I explained on here. If there is a way to search for old posts, I am not sure. Due to the contents of that letter and ensuing phone call, my son invited me to fly out to see him and meet his partner of over 20 years. This was a terribly worrying time for me, as I felt the ice was thin and I feared saying or doing the wrong thing would ruin what little connection we had forged. I went to visit him in early June, and I'm incredibly overjoyed to say that everything went very well. While there, I had several emotionally tough conversations with my son, but I tried to listen from a place of wanting to understand and accepting that I've not always been the best father. While at times I feel incredibly hurt by what he had said, it was mostly because I felt defensive and upset with myself that I had caused him to feel this way. I wasn't always sure how to respond, but it seemed that verbalizing that I felt this way and that I would need time to give him a proper and reasoned response to some of his comments rather than a defensive one was the right thing to do. I would then reflect on my own and give him the response he deserved from me. While there, I also had a discussion with his partner, and I'm glad that this man has been in my son's life. He is truly a good man, and he was cautious of me because of the past, but that he hoped we could all move forward from it. I also learned on this trip that they are foster parents and have also adopted two beautiful children. I did not meet them on this first trip. My son was worried that having kept this information from me would cause me to become upset, and I was sad that I put myself in a situation where I wasn't involved. But ultimately, I can only feel tremendously happy. Soon after that trip, I flew out to visit them again, after we'd all recovered from the first trip, and soon after that, I flew out a third time. I'm relieved to say that after those first trips, it is almost as though there was never any time where we were apart, and we've been talking every day. I felt so much joy over being accepted back by my son, and for being accepted by his partner. And I am now working on selling my home and moving across the country to be nearer to them and my young grandchildren. This is a move they have welcomed and even suggested to me first. I had planned to write about my first trip, but it was quite an exhausting time for me. While it was absolutely necessary, it was also draining. After a time, I forgot, but I have realized that had I never posted anything here, had I just kept up the way things were, I would never have had my son or his partner in my life as I do now. I would never have known the children they have welcomed into their home. I only hope that moving forward I can live out my retirement watching my new, wonderful grandchildren grow into bright people they will become. Nothing gives me more joy, and in part, I have this place to say thank you for it. So thank you. And now I'm going to turn this one straight to you guys. What do you guys make of this story? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today and getting involved in the channel. It means the absolute world. Thank you for your love, your support, and your time. And I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Yum, yum, yum. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I know that today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.